In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
On this episode of Crown Jewels, why Prince Harry is doing a quick drive-by for his father's crowning.
And we make it rain on Meghan being booked, blessed, and busy with WME.
We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush, and welcome back, Lex.
Thank you. I mean, I'm still away, but...
Yeah, like, you're still abroad
Had to
Tokyo.
Jump on the horn for pre-Cora week.
Yeah, you know what? You and I are both... We're living two different lives right now. You're thriving in Tokyo, and I'm literally sitting amongst boxes and shit, and it's a lot, but it's great. I'm happy to be here, happy to get into the royals.
I know. We really picked quite the week to, like, have our lives totally in crazy situations right now.
You know? I was thinking that, too, this morning when I opened up my little peepers and I was like, wow, I picked a great week for this.
There's no good week to move. Yeah. I just moved to, you know, it's hell.
Oh, I know. I know. I was actually thinking about you. I was like, she literally just did this, too.
But this apartment looks gorge.
Thank you. I'm very, very excited. I have to buy so many lamps.
Oh, yeah.
So many lamps.
I got some good ones. I can send you some links.
Oh, please send me the recs because you know I love your taste. But before we get into tea and crumpets, I kind of just wanted to go over some breaking news that is coming in hot off the press right now. Like the seconds before we got on, I added some in here because my phone was like blowing up. So breaking news today, Buckingham Palace is on lockdown. A man was arrested. Yeah, it's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. A man was arrested for throwing shotgun cartridges on the ground of Buckingham Palace. He has been arrested. And he was also carrying a suspicious bag. Now, we don't know what contents were in the bag, but I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Oh, but yeah. My God.
I know.
What?
I know. I also, what does that mean to throw a shotgun cartridge? Like, what is that?
So, you know, in the movies,
what does
when the
do
people
exactly,
have you ever seen the movies? It's like a shotgun is the long gun and then they like pop it. So it kind of bends and they throw that little like
thing in the air.
Yeah. It's like a cylinder almost. And they pack it with that like cartridge and then they lock it up and it goes, ch-ch, you know, that sound.
Okay.
And then they
so
shoot
that's
it
what
out.
He was doing?
And the cartridge. So the thing with a shotgun that is different than like another gun, I don't know why I know so much about guns, like an AK-47 or whatever, is like those smaller handheld guns have like one bullet, right? With a shotgun, when you shoot that cartridge, it explodes into like almost like tiny beads, I'm pretty sure. So to throw around those cartridges, like if somebody, I don't know, like lit it on fire to the point where it popped like a pop rock or whatever, let's say, like those little beads would spark everywhere and could potentially hurt like multiple people. So it's just really, that's like really fucking creepy and weird.
Okay. Cause at first when I read it, I was like, wait, I mean, it's not good. Like I'm not saying what this guy was doing wasn't a big deal, but I guess I didn't understand what a shotgun cartridge was. So thank you for
and maybe
you're filling me in.
Throwing them around, if they hit the ground, they could like pop off and explode. I don't know the force of this man, but that's really weird.
Yeah, people are down bad right now. People are weird.
Jeez. All right.
Okay. In lighter news.
What news to wake up to at 6 a.m. here?
I know. This is 6 a.m. your time. And I'm like, Buckingham Palace is on lockdown.
I know.
Like, what the fuck? So this is in lighter news. This is to kind of, you know,
balance it out
a little bit. So there's been some new portraits going around of King Charles. Him and Camilla. You know, he's, you know, they're in Buckingham Palace. Like, I've just been seeing lots more formal portraits being done of them. And I have to tell you, I've been noticing that this man has been putting his hands in his pockets.
He's a pocket king. Yes.
He's a pocket king. And he didn't used to be, Lex. Mm-mm. He didn't used to be. He let those fingers go akimbo. It's something that I've noticed, and I just noted here. I was like, this is proof bullying works, because Twitter drags his ass every day for those fingers, and it's not nice. It's horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, we don't love to body shame. But I do find it funny that, like, now suddenly he's, like, a pocket guy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Even in those, like, seated portraits that they took, like, he has one hand, like, there's, like, a few fingers showing daintily off the side of the chair, like, on the arm of the chair. But they're like, you know, he's not giving the whole hand to fully show. Like, he knows his hand angles, let's say. Mm-hmm. But then the other one is, like, tucked away between his legs.
Yeah, like, he's refusing. He's like, not for free. Yes, you're not getting these fingers for free.
It's really interesting. And then, again, with any standing portrait now, hando in the pocket. Seriously.
Hand in the pocket, or like just nowhere to be seen, like tucked behind Camilla, like hiding, just hiding. And it's just been making me kind of laugh. It's the week of coronation. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of royals news, and like there's just tea and crumpets, there's make it rain. But I just had to get some of these just out of the way.
Yes.
Right away.
Fast hit.
So yeah, quick hits. Thomas Markle has said to have done his maybe final interview ever.
Okay.
And he's been saying that, you know, about him and Meghan, that he refuses to be buried next to her. And it's like, well, I don't think she wants to be buried next to you. And this was a quote. He said, "She killed and then mourned me." That is so intense, that saying.
No. I mean, here's, again.
And also, can I say this? Yes. He said this to an Australian outlet.
Yes. To anybody who will listen, is who him and Samantha and whoever else will speak to. It is so embarrassing. And it's so, what is so crazy to me is like, there are still people in Australia, let's say, that consume this content and believe this man. It's psychotic. Like,
I know. And to say he's going to do his final interview ever, like, I doubt it.
No, until he runs out of money and needs more money, they're always, this is a thing. And it's like, you cannot deny why Meghan, like, you know, we cannot, looking from the outside in, why Meghan cut off ties with her family when they continue to do this. They're like, all we want to do is talk. We want to reconcile, blah, blah, blah. It's like, then why the fuck are you giving these interviews to random Australian news shows, huh?
I know. It makes no fucking sense. It really doesn't. And that's the thing, is he's like, you know, I had a stroke and she still didn't come to my side. It's like, okay, you tortured her. Mm-hmm. Like, you were supposed to be a protector, someone that she could confide in and like look to. And you completely, you know, abandoned that. And you kind of left your daughter, you know, you threw her out to the wolves, and you were one of the wolves, you know? It's just really sad. And I just need them all to just shut the fuck up.
And I know Samantha also did an interview with an Australian music. They might have done it together.
But they did.
Yeah, she was like claiming that Harry and Meghan are really toxic for each other, and it's they're unhealthy and it's a toxic relationship. And I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? Like, that is the one thing that I am sure as shit they are rock solid. Like, what?
Also, Samantha, what the fuck are you then?
Right?
If they're toxic, what does that make you?
She's a fucking shotgun cartridge being thrown at Buckingham Palace. She is a shotgun cartridge.
You know how I would describe her? Did you ever see the movie Ferngully?
Yes.
She reminds me of that big muddy sludge that like comes through and just tries to ruin the Ferngully. Like, and I'm so sick of them. And you know what's funny is she didn't promise this would be her final interview.
Oh, because we know.
Of course not.
It will not be.
Absolutely I know. It's not. These people are just the worst of the worst. I feel so bad for Meghan.
Exactly. This is the thing that really makes me feel for Meghan, because it's like, this is so like, I don't even think that she's at a point where she's like, I'm ashamed of them. I think it's so sad and emotionally taxing. And then it's like, you're trying to fight the British press and the British media, but you have your own fucking family still like pouring out these lies in the press mm-hmm. as well, that everybody is sniffing and picking up, like salivating dogs, you know? Like, it's so, mm-hmm. it's a shame.
It's really, such a shame. It's such a shame.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Sam, do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
I do. So our first tea and crumpet is, you know, we love Princess Anne. And she's kind of speaking out. I don't want to say against the king, King Charles, but she's definitely having, you know, thoughts mm-hmm. about the whole slimming down the monarchy angle. So she went to say, well, I think the slim down was said in a day when there were few people around. It doesn't sound like a good idea from where I'm standing, I would say. I'm not quite sure what else we can do. Well, you know what you're getting because he's been practicing for a bit and I don't think he'll change. You know he is committed to his own level of service and that will remain true. So she's talking about Charles.
Yeah.
And so this was really about how Charles has been going around saying that he wants a more slim down version of the royal family, you know, not extend to the extended family. And I right. want to ask you a question, Lex. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is his way of getting Andrew out of the mix? Like, if he makes a blanket statement, like, I want to slim down the family, instead of just being like, okay, Andrew, you're done, do you think that's what he's doing? Or does he mean everybody?
I mean, I think that likely has influence because if I'm thinking about this, my understanding is like, remember, was it the German royal family that removed some, like the queen removed some of her son's titles?
Yes.
Was that Germany? I think it was.
It was Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Thank you. And so I feel like, to your point, yes, that is what's happening, where like he would be able to dictate who does and does not have a title. And it sounds like he would likely be like, you know, maybe my lineage of my family maintains mm-hmm. titles because he just let Archie and Lilibet mm-hmm. be prince and princess. So like, that's also kind of crazy to then renege on that, you know? So I could see this as a way of him trying to pare down and remove Andrew out of the picture. But like, we know Andrew is not going out without a fight. But number two, if you remove Andrew, you're going to have to remove Edward and Anne. And as we know, Anne is the hardest fucking working royal. The girl rolls out.
Girl, she's busting her ass.
And so I don't know if that is in his best interest. And then I feel like Anne very cleverly sort of alluded to that, right? Like mm-hmm. she knows what she wants, who she is, how she shows up. But then she also kind of like, this is like a little bit of a succession game when I'm looking at this line and she's like, well, you know what you're getting because he's been practicing for a bit and I don't think he'll change. You know, he is committed to his own level of service and that will remain true. And so it's almost like she's bigging up Charles to be like, well, you know, he's always going to work hard and stay committed and that will remain true. I don't think he'll change. Kind of being like, I hear what he's saying, but like, I don't really think it's going to happen because he's so committed to the monarchy and what that represents.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're slimming it down to your own lineage mm-hmm. and half of that lineage is in California.
Right.
I mean, then you're kind of, I personally think that this is his way maybe of telling William that he's got to maybe step up. Because Ooh. I don't think William and Kate really do that much.
I mean, we've seen the list.
I mean, I know that they have gone on walkabouts and, the, you know, things like that. But when you think about it, it's like to be the son of the king, to be the next king, the next in line, and like you're not really adding much to the conversation. Like that doesn't really bode well.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the thing. I feel like Wills and Kate have been trying so hard to make people like them and get out there in those streets.
Yeah, they've been working it.
But they've been trying. We saw last year like that there was definitely a disparity between the volume of work that the older royals did and what Wills and Kate and unfortunately Charlotte as well also did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got to step it up. And now with all of like the Harry and Meghan of it all really, you know, like subsiding in the sense that like they're not in the mix anymore. Like you can't really talk about them. So Wills and Kate.
Well, they're also not going to pick up any slack.
Yes, exactly. And they need to show up and be out there so that the monarchy has visibility. Because we
and
know.
I'm going to say something.
Please.
I feel like Harry was the reason William was so likable. So with him gone and him not, you know, palling around with the with his brother, it kind of makes it kind of puts more pressure on William to like fill that kind of role that Harry had left. Like this, you know, he's very charismatic and he's very engaging and he's very kind of off the cuff, like less
yeah,
I don't know.
He was like fun and
detached.
Light. Yeah.
Yeah. And so with William, it's like, well, now, buddy, this is all on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to carry this because it's like, yeah, your dad's the king, but it's like, that's going to be you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be you.
And like, I think, you know, Harry was a bit more charismatic than William, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, William's a little bit of like a dry cracker, and Harry was like, caviar on a crisp, you know?
Yeah.
So, and that's not, I'm not saying this and to be like, quote unquote, insulting to William. Like, I know I'm being funny and whatever, but it's like, I just think naturally, like a natural charisma, Harry had more of it. And now for William, it's like, this is falling all on your shoulders. And what these headlines have really been saying is that there will be talks that Charles will reduce the number of working royals, cut back on royal staffing. And yes, they'll continue to champion causes, but if they're reducing the number of working royals, let's say like a Zara Phillips and whoever, you know, are being cut out of their titles, that does put more pressure on Wills and Kate to be the ones showing out. But then I also wonder if they're reducing this, does it also open the door for them to have to do less, which would kind of like just, you know, be like, oh, well, we're not doing as much. Or these young people aren't doing as much because there are less working royals. That's also a thing. But I don't think Charles would be, I don't think Charles would like be that generous to Wills.
Yeah, definitely not.
Like they have such, I'm so excited. Like they have such a, I don't know, twisted relationship in my opinion.
Yeah, it's definitely complex.
Complex.
It's That's definitely a nice complex.
Way. It's a nice way.
But I'll, you know, I'll be keeping my eyes out. I'll be keeping my eyes out for this. Well, Lex, are you ready to make it rain?
Girl, of course. And like, let's get into this.
You've been
week's
dying to
rant.
Talk about this.
Let's get into this week's rant because. Like, I couldn't have written or scripted this better myself. Like, Meghan Markle, you fucking diabolical queen. Because we got a news release last week. It was last. I'm like, what day is it?
I know.
That Meghan Markle has taken another step in post-royal life by signing with the talent agency WME. So William Morris Endeavor. And she Here, let me read the quote. We are honored to announce that WME now represents Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, in all areas. The agency will be focusing on building out her business ventures across multiple facets of the agency and its broader ecosystem, including film and television production, brand partnerships, and more. But here's the kicker. With signing with WME, Meghan's representation by WME is like the Avengers of talent agency.
Yes,
in the sense that
it's a big deal.
Ariel Emanuel, yes, who like, I don't know if you ever watched the show Entourage, but Ari Gold is based on this gentleman.
Oh.
Yes. So Ari Emanuel is like the guy. And I'm actually pretty sure he's now the CEO of Endeavor, but he's like going to be representing Meghan because she's that top tier. And then that will also include powerhouse agents Brad Slater, who I believe represents Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jill Smoller, who is Serena Williams' agent. And there is a rumor that I got from my inside entertainment circle that Jill is Lilibet's godmother.
Oh.
So.
That's interesting.
It was okay. Always. So that's what somebody said to me. And this is like a friend of mine who's in the entertainment business. She was like, Jill is Lilibet's godmother. It was always going to be WME, was what they said. But then you got some interesting tea too.
I did. I really did. And I sent it immediately to you. And I was like, well, what do you think? Because, you know, I'm not an LA girly. Yeah. I'm, you know, in the Midwest. So I don't really have my finger on the pulse of what this all really means. Like, I understood that it's a big deal. I understand that WME is like a major, major talent agency. But like, in the context of Meghan, I was like, I guess I don't understand the big deal. But
yes.
Now that you're explaining it, now I understand.
It's really about who is representing her, puts that sort of framework or foundation of the magnitude of the level of importance that, like, there is to her signing with them. And there's, like, UTA, CAA, and WME are kind of, like, big agencies. There's also, like, medium, like, to big, Paradigm, whatever. But, like, WME, like, everybody wants to be signed by WME. It's a huge deal. And all talent agents like want to work there. Like, of course, people want to work at CAA and UTA as well. But like, it is a massive corporation. And wow. Like, just the fact that Ari Emanuel is going to be leading the charge is like basically says it all to me. But anyway, can we talk about what you were told?
Yes. Okay. So what I was told is that this has been kind of in the works for a while. Like when they first moved to America, I should say.
To Tyler Perry's house.
You know, she kind of shopped it around. Like she kind of shopped herself around. So I was told that when they first left the family, they took meetings with all the big agencies at the house that they were staying at. And she just kind of ran everything and did not expect to pay a commission. And I told you, I'm like, I don't even know what that means in this case. I obviously know what a commission is. I'm not a big bimbo, despite what you know a review said one time. But what does that mean in this situation?
So the way that these talent agencies make money, or the main way, the core way, is like when Meghan, like when a talent that they represent signs a deal and a contract, whatever they're getting paid for that, there's a commission split. So typically it can be anywhere from like 20 to possibly, maybe it goes down the more you get like 14, 10, maybe you get like a blend of things. But it's like, let's say it's like an 80-20 rule, right? So if Meghan was getting paid $100,000, she would get $80,000 and then the agency or the agent would get like $20,000.
So it's like Kris Jenner.
Yes, yes. Like taking her cut as manager.
Okay.
And we know that there was like, I think there was like an episode or two where the girls were like negotiating on their mom's commission.
Okay.
And so that, what was surprising to me, knowing like that Meghan was an actress and had an agent prior to this as an actress, I was so surprised that she would be shopping it around saying she didn't want an agency to take commission because that's truly how they make money. So it's just like an alarming.
Do you think that she thought she was like above that. Like she didn't have to do that.
I see that, of course. Like, yeah. And again, I'm not like trying to diss her, but it's like, I kind of like, I think right now Megan knows her worth. And let's get real. Like she's very, you know, she's a public figure. It's undeniable whether you want to say she earned it or not, or whatever your opinions are. Like she is a top tier public figure right now. And I could see a world where she's like, well, I'm not giving any commission, but maybe, and I would hope that there was like another half of that sentence, like a and, like but and or but whatever, which would be like, oh, well, with our production and whatever, you'll get like a percentage of what a show makes or a brand, like something.
I also think that this was a few years ago when they first left the family. So I think that they probably thought their lives were going to go a little bit differently.
Yes.
And I don't think they expected as much like pushback and hostility as they have gotten in the last few years. So maybe she's now coming to the table with like a more realistic sense of like what she's capable of, what, and you know, what they're able to do together. I'm not sure.
No, I feel like you're right, because I feel like perhaps when they first left, they're kind of, you know, frazzled and in a tizzy.
They're in Tyler Perry's house.
They're in Tyler Perry's house. They're trying to figure out their next move. You don't really know what's going on. And so like maybe they took some meetings and she was like, yeah, this is like my expectation or my what I think I'm worth and so on and so forth. And like there, I know there's no way that they would quote unquote get laughed out of a meeting or laughed out of an agency, but maybe people were just like, it's not the right time. And now as they've gone through these like Spotify deal, Netflix deal, book deals, that like they have warmed to the idea of what is actually realistic in terms of a negotiation. So maybe it's like, instead of being like, I am going to give away a 20% commission, it's like, I'm going to say we're going to do 10, you know, 7,
yeah,
even, net out at 10, whatever. It's very interesting. I would have loved to have been a fly. Like, you know me, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in those boardroom discussions.
Like, oh, yeah. That's like, you eat that shit up.
I
and
do.
You explain I'm a it also girly. So like perfectly, like you know, I'm like you really curious. Explain it.
Oh, thanks. But like, I think, I mean, again, we have to understand how like delicious all of this is for gossip, because it's like we had, and I what were the course of events here? Because first of all, week before coronation, cool, 2 weeks out, 10 days, we had them at. Megan did her TED Talk intro for her friend, looking fucking glam.
No, unreal. Unreal. Like,
freshly pressed hair.
Fresh fully, as a fucking like, color. Daisy.
Like, people were like, oh, did she get work done? I was like, no, I think she just is fucking happy. She's thriving.
Glowing.
She's had her time in California. Yes, it's been rainy, but the sun has been out lately. She had a little bit of a tan going. Like, she looked stunning.
No, like beyond. I tweeted the photo and I was like, I would hate her too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She's so beautiful.
So beautiful. So we had that.
She's just beautiful and like radiant.
She
like,
was
honestly.
Radiant. That's the perfect word. And then we got them at the basketball game, the Lakers playoff game.
Oh my God. I was eating
in
that
the suite. Up. We got videos. We got photos of them canoodling. Like, that was hot to me. I was like, these two are like leaned into each other.
Oh, they were
she's all got over her little each other. Leg dangling across his. I was like, wow, what's gonna happen in the Uber home? Because you know,
no, they're I know they a, were
a Toyota Corolla back to
they seem lighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And then we get this announcement, and it's like this 1-2-3 punch. So cute up. Perfect, hot, and I'm just like, good for her, good for them, and also lols that this is all happening right before the coronation.
I will say, I hated her outfit.
At the basketball game?
That like peach orange neon, I mean, like, yes. Romper?
But
I was upset.
Yeah, like Megan has never, she said this, this is not, she said this in the docuseries, like fashion is not her forte. And I don't necessarily know if she would be like, I'm going to get a stylist to go to this game. But like, it was just an interesting choice.
I can tell you she didn't.
For a basketball game. And maybe they had like a meeting before. I don't know.
And that's okay. That's okay. It's a basketball game.
Also just shorts. You know? Shorts at the basketball game. Because
no, I was just really cold looking at her.
Yeah.
That was my problem.
I'm not big on the shorts. And like, I know it's fine and it's temperature controlled, but it's like LA has not been that warm. And if you're leaving at night, even if you're getting into your car under the stadium, it's chilly. Anyway.
I agree.
I'm just really, you know me, just diving deep into semantics. But here's the other thing, Sam, that I want to rant about a little bit, because the thing with signing with WME that is a game changer is that this will now obstruct the media, British media, Australian media, whoever, from putting out falsified reports on Meghan and or Harry, because if they make claims that are false, WME will lawyer up and will sue the fuck out of them. And so the whole discourse now is like, it's going to be bad news for the Royal Rota, because they're so desperate to grab a story with these people because they know that it gets clicks, sells papers, whatever. And they can't really technically start to, you know, fabricate these random stories. And that's a huge game changer.
I really think that's a huge part of why she did this.
Yes. Yes. And I can't remember if it was you and I talking or who I was talking to. And somebody was like, well, it's kind of a shame that like the royal family was unwilling to protect them the way that WME is ready to jump on board and do.
It's really sad.
Yeah. I don't know. What are your thoughts here? I've been rambling with the deets,
but I want to hear your thoughts. The part for me that really makes it all kind of make sense is that part where they can protect her. Because this is coming off of just, I think, 2 weeks ago now, people were talking about the letter again.
Yes.
And she's like, enough.
And she just dropped that statement.
And she just dropped that statement, that black and white, you know, text. And I think this is a really smart move on her part, because I also think this means that we're going to be getting her in a lot more coming forward, like projects, documentaries. I think Archwell podcast is probably, you know, rest in peace. Yes. I don't think we're going to be getting another season of that.
But she said she wants to do scripted things like around. She said that, you know, so many people, there was a quote after this announcement was made where she was like, so many people like love. Are like know us through our love story. And, you know, she's like, I think I want to root a lot of our scripted content in that, because, you know, I love a good rom-com, like doesn't everybody sort of thing. So it's like, I think they're going to be looking at that type of stuff too.
And that's totally fine. But like, I just think she's so past being in like movies and like rom-coms.
No, it's not her acting in it. They want to produce them. They want to produce.
Oh, I was like, so I don't think I could like watch her in like 10,
I don't think
you
she's going to be doing any acting anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think she's done.
I don't think I can handle that.
I think we might get the Prince Harry on the Stephen Colbert. He was on James Corden's final episode. There was like a little demois thing where he was like talking to the crowd. He seemed super happy. This was filmed last week and like just like loving his life. And so I feel, and we talked about this, like, I love that they're just like, yeah, we're celebrities. Fuck it. You know, we are going to San Vicente Bungalows. Like, we are going to be at the basketball game on the Kiss Cam. Like, stop. They just were like, you know what? We're not necessarily
doing. They need to be normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not doing the activist thing. We're going to focus on the production, entertainment, powerhouse thing. Mm-hmm. And that's all we wanted them to do. That's all I ever wanted for them.
This is all we wanted.
And so I'm so happy. And I cannot wait. Like, I can't wait to see what they announce as a result of this, like, signing in terms of content. I can't wait to see when some media outlet ultimately tries to put a news story in the ether and to see WME clap back. Like, I am so excited for that. And, like, I just want to see more light, glowy, radiant Meghan and Harry.
I 100% agree.
It It's time for our favorite game of mail or fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail?
I don't know. I feel like we've been really hit or miss.
I know.
I never know. So let's read them. Option number one is camped out. London shop owners have tripled the price of camping gear in preparation for coronation fanatics attempting to secure a spot. Option number two, sick and tired. Warning of coronation travel chaos as traffic wardens to strike near procession route.
Ooh.
I think it's number one is the real one.
Me too. Me too. I could see people trying to get that camping gear.
Oh, yeah.
Are we wrong?
No, I don't know. Hang on. Let me look. Oh, we were wrong. Okay. Sick and tired. Warning of coronation travel chaos as traffic wardens to strike near procession route is the real headline.
Okay.
The GMB union today confirmed industrial action will go ahead on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday next week. On Saturday, the coronation procession will see King Charles travel from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey in the Diamond Jubilee State Coach. Now, wardens won't on hand to ensure people don't park in the wrong place and risk disrupting the route and flow of human traffic. Okay.
Okay, so wait. Are they saying that the wardens, who would be basically running point on security for the coronation, are going on strike next Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday? Saturday, aka the coronation?
Because
this was last week.
So I'm looking and it says Alex Etches, the GMB organizer, said there is no reason why our members who do a difficult and dangerous job should be poorer this year than last. Our members' strike action will lead to chaos on the roads of Westminster during the coronation. Okay. A lot of strikes happening.
A lot of strikes. So there's a lot of industrial strikes, industrial action happening in the UK right now because of the cost of living crisis. So I can see this happening in that they're like, we're going to set up to strike during the coronation that you just doubled down on and blew up our tax dollars to run.
Yeah. So I think that that's kind of the vibe.
Wardens won't be on hand to ensure people don't park in the wrong place and risk disrupting the route and flow of human traffic. Parking officers are locked in a dispute with Westminster Council contractor NSL over pay. Okay, so it's really about parking. Okay.
It's really about parking.
When it comes, no, I just mean like these wardens are basically helping route parking and then getting people to the right flow of human traffic coming out of there. And those people are going on strike, which would literally be chaos.
Chaos.
And you know what? I'm curious if we're going to hear about any of this on the news or if they're going to try to kind of, you know, tuck it under their pillow.
We'll have to see. I can't wait.
I am like, I get in on Friday, LA time at like 11 p.m. And I'm like, at that point, I'm going to be so screwed up with my time zones. I might as well just start watching the coronation because it's like probably going
to
be on.
No, literally, you should. Just don't even go to bed.
Yeah. You know, like, it's going to be started. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
I know. It's going to be great. So to finish up, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who has been a real steamed pudding this week? Lex, who has been your spotted dick for the week?
I mean, this might be gauche, but, like, I kind of have to give it to Prince William over the alleged baby.
The love child named Wolf.
It's not even confirmed. It might not even be real, but I'm just like, you're a dick.
So I'm a Bravo girl through and through, and usually where there's smoke, there's fire. And for some reason, in my heart of hearts, I just like believe this.
I know.
I just do. And you know what's really strange is I don't think Prince Charles has a love child.
No.
Like there's something about this like where I'm just like, I don't think he does, but I definitely feel William would.
I definitely think William does. And I just think William, as much as he, like, championed and fought for Kate, I think William, like, needs his little bald ego stroked. And so, like, having an affair multiple affairs, allegedly, would not be out of the realm of reality for him.
Yeah, and like, I've just never, you know, you don't hear like Harry is having an affair.
No.
You know, you always hear William.
Ugh. So. I don't know. Who is your spotted dick?
Well, mine's a little different. Okay. I'm coming at this from a different angle.
From a different lens. Okay.
My spotted dicks are Jekka's parents.
Okay.
Slowly, like solely just because they named her Jekka. I don't. Like, at first when I saw that you had put this in the outline, I was like, is that a spelling error? Like, I was confused. I was like, Gemma, Jessa, like,
yes.
Jekka, you know, Jekka Craig, it just kind of doesn't roll off the tongue. And now, that being said, I am an American, so what the fuck do I know? This could just be, like, a British thing, you know?
This is so funny because I love the name Jekka. I think it's so cool.
It, you know, I love that for you. I just don't love it. I just think it's like a little harsh, like Jekka.
It's harsh.
Like, I don't know. Harsh. It just,
and
I'm
it's
just
something
feeling it.
That I want to say, like, she, even as I was like making the notes and like reading the article and talking about it, like in my own mind, I always referred to her as Jekka Craig, not just Jekka in my
not
head because
just
it's like,
Jekka.
Just, you're like, it gets worse and worse. But like,
well, because it just reminds me of like Will and Grace, like,
yeah,
when he was
just
like, Jack. Just Jack.
But like, yeah. I think Jekka Craig sounds cool, but it's like, you have to say it all as one word, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I agree.
You're like, I'm sick.
I agree. I know. I just really hate it. Well, you guys, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends and follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.